自从亚伯拉罕犯罪之后，罗马书第 五章第十二节说，罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12, therefore just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned.
如果我们观察人类历史的话，就会发现好几千年来人类所面对的问题就是罪的问题。
Throughout human history, all problems people confronted are the consequence of sins.
罗马书第三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这个世界上人人都是罪人。
In this world, all are sinners.
诗篇五十八篇第三节说，二人一出母胎就与神疏远，一离母腹便走错路，说谎话。
Chapter 58 verse 3, even from birth the wicked go astray, from the womb they are wayward, spreading lies.
在孩子的成长过程当中，做父母的不会教导儿女说谎话，也没有父母会教导儿女说你要去偷东西。
While children are growing up, parents don't teach them to lie, to steal others, other kids' stuff and...
孩子一到了上学的年龄的时候，父母不会教导孩子说你到学校去偷你的朋友的铅笔。
When they go to school, parents don't teach them to steal others' pencils.
父母也不会教导幼儿说你去抢别人的玩具，你尽管大哭大闹吧，大发脾气吧。
Parents don't teach their kids to grab others' toys, to will, to be mad at others.
但是由于人的罪性，这个罪的罪根性很自然的就是这样行了出来。
But because of human sinful nature, the original sin, people commit sins.
今天这个社会要面对的问题还是罪的问题。
Today, this society is still full of problems as the consequence of sins.
神爱世人，神知道人类活在这个罪恶的过犯当中，人的罪不能够自拔，神于是就为人类拟定了一个救赎计划。
God so loved the world, He knew we cannot save ourselves from sins.And hence, he made the plan of salvation.
这个救赎计划的中心点就是耶稣基督为世人，为人类的罪死在十字架上。
The center of the plan is that Jesus Christ, died for us on the cross.
这个救赎计划是从神拣选亚伯拉罕开始的。
This plan of salvation started since God chose Abraham.
神呼召亚伯拉罕要离开本地本族父家到迦南地区。
God asked Abraham to go from his people, his country, his people, his father's household, and to the promised land.
目的是要亚伯拉罕成为大国，也要万民因着他得到祝福。
God wanted Abraham to wanted to make Abraham into a great nation and want to bless others through him.
换句话说，亚伯拉罕蒙召的目的是为了什么？是为了挽回人类犯罪的局面。
Abraham was called for the sake of saving us from sins.
这个不是光为着亚伯拉罕一个人而蒙召的。
This is not only for Abraham himself.
也是为着全人类亚伯拉罕蒙召。
Abraham was called for the sake of saving the world.
亚伯拉罕的蒙召是神要亚伯拉罕成为一个器皿。
God wanted to make Abraham a vessel.
出去为神工作。
To work for God.
神呼召亚伯拉罕不是单单为了他个人接受神的恩典，乃是要记住他去传扬神的恩典。
God called Abraham not to just bless him, but also make him to bring the blessings to more people.
一个人被神蒙召领受神的恩典是一回事。
People are called to receive grace.
一个被呼召去传递神的恩典又是一回事。
But on the other hand, we are called to spread the blessing to others.
今天你是一位领受神恩典的人。
Today, you are the people being blessed.
这个恩典是否只停留在你那里呢？
But did the blessing settled without flowing out of you?
这个恩典必须从你这里传递出去。
The blessing has to be flowing out from you.
使更多的人也同样的和你一样领受神的恩典。
So that more people will receive God's grace through you.
神使亚伯拉罕成为一个器皿，去祝福万邦万民。
God made Abraham to be a vessel to bring blessings to all people on earth.
在传福音的事上，人信主不是因为我们多么有口才，我们很会讲话，我们有说服的能力，乃是在于我们是否愿意成为神的器皿。
When we preach the gospel to others, people accepted Jesus not because how our preach, we are a preacher of eloquence or our preaching is really persuasive, just because we are willing to be used by God.
在我们生活中与我们的救赎主有美好的关系，靠着圣灵的能力才能够成为神美好的见证。
Because we have a good relation with God and we want to testify God.
今天早上我们要来思想神与亚伯拉罕所立的约有三方面。
Today we will discuss three aspects in God's covenant with Abraham.
第一，要离开往神所要指示的地方去。
The first one, go to the land God will show him.
第二，神要赐福给亚伯拉罕成为大国。
Second, God will make Abraham into a great nation.
做神的子民。
To make the people become his people.
地上万族都因他得福，就是因着亚伯拉罕得福。
All people will be blessed through Abraham.
我们看看第一个应许，离开本地、本族和父家。
The first one, go from his people, his country, his people, and his father's household.
到神要指示的地方去。
To the land where God will show him.
创世纪十二章第一节说：“耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1, the Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
创世纪十二章，神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕是住在哈兰。
When in Genesis 1, God called Abraham, Abraham lived in Haran.
他的父亲塔拉已经死了。
His father Terah died.
如果根据《使徒行传》第七章第二到第三节说，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索都大 米还未往哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：你要离开本地和族亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Acts chapter 7 verse 2 to 3, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land I will show you.
可见神对亚伯拉罕的呼召已经从亚伯拉罕住在加勒底的乌尔就开始了。
God's calling to Abraham started when Abraham lived in Ur of Chaldeans.
创世纪十二章第一节是神第二次呼召亚伯拉罕。
So the today's scripture is when God called Abraham for the second time.
亚伯拉罕能够被神拣选，是他连想都不没有想到的事情。
So God's calling for Abraham is.Absolutely not anticipated.
亚伯拉罕是一个平常的人。
He is very ordinary.
他没有什么可夸的地方。
He has nothing to be complimented.
是亚伯拉罕与人不同的，不是亚伯拉罕自己，乃是神。
What makes Abraham distinct from others is not becauseHe is Abraham just because God called him.
是神呼召他，他才能够与人有所不同。
Because God called him so that he is distinct from others.
今天神要使用我们每一个人。
Today, God wants to use each of us.
不是因为我们有什么好处。
Not because we are good.
不是我们有什么可夸的地方。
Not because we have something to be complimented.
乃是神的恩典。
Because of God's grace.
神拣选了我们成为他的器皿。
God, chose us to be his vessel.
是在于我们是否肯让神来使用我们。
If we are willing to be used by God.
亚伯拉罕没有要求神来拣选他。
Abraham didn't request God to choose him.
乃是神有权柄，有主权，要拣选谁就拣选谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
The absolute sovereignty of God to on whom to choose and on whom to shed his mercy.
根据希伯来书第十一章第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. By faith Abraham, when called to go to the place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
神的话已临到亚伯拉罕，对他说：往我所要指示你的地去。
God's words came to Abraham and told him, Go to where I will show you.
当时神没有告诉亚伯拉罕要往哪里去。
But God didn't say any details about where it is.
亚伯拉罕凭着那单纯的信心顺服了神的吩咐。
Abraham just obeyed by his pure faith.
在加勒底的乌尔，神呼召亚伯拉罕是他第一次的信心。
When God called Abraham, it was the experience of Abraham for the first time.
但是当时候他的信不是完全的信。
At the moment, his faith was not yet complete.
神吩咐亚伯拉罕要离开本地，他离开了吗？
God asked Abraham to go from his country. Did he leave?
是离开了。
Yes, he did.
离开本族，他离开了没有？
Did he go from his people?
有没有？没有。
Yes or no? No.
因为他只离开一半。
Because he only did this partially.
因为罗德一家还跟着他。
Because the family of Lot still followed Abraham?
离开父家，他离开了没有？
Did he go from his father's household?
没有。
No, he didn't.
因为亚伯拉罕跟着父亲离开乌尔。
Because Abraham followed his father, to leave, the Ur.
亚伯拉罕和父亲离开乌尔的，不是一件不是好的事情吗？
Isn't it good to leave Ur following his father?
是不？如果亚伯拉罕跟着爸爸一起离开乌尔，就表明亚伯拉罕的孝顺的心，他顺服父亲。况且父亲在乌尔的时候是敬拜偶像，带领父亲离开祭偶像的地方是好事。父亲可以归向神也是好事。
All the followings are good. Abraham followed his father because he respected his father, and his father could leave Ur of the Chaldeans because he used to worship idols there. And so everything looks good.
但是亚伯拉罕得蒙神的呼召的目的是完成神所托付的事情。
But those are not the purpose that God called Abraham. Abraham should go to accomplish the mission of God.
亚伯拉罕起初听到神的呼召，他信了，但是他是不是完全的信？
He responded to God's calling, but his faith was not yet complete.
他还有疑惑的地方。
He had doubt.
各位，你信什么？
Do you believe in God?
你信，感谢神。
If you do, thanks to God.
请问这个信是怎样的信心呢？
But how your faith is?
可能我们的信心像亚伯拉罕一样，开始的时候相信只相信了一半。
Maybe our faith is just like the Abraham, his faith in the very beginning, it's just a partial faith.
听到神的呼召的时候，我是相信，可是这个信心是需要操练的。
When we were called, probably we believed in God, but our faith should be trained.
这是一门很重要的功课，你我都要学习的。
It is an important lesson that you and me has to go through.
从亚伯拉罕开始，他听到神的呼召，一直到亚伯拉罕年老得子的时候，得到儿子的时候，到他把好不容易所得到的那独生的儿子带到摩利亚山上，把他献上给神，这是一个很长的信心操练课程。
Since Abraham was called, until he got his son at his old age, until he offered his son to Mount Moriah, it had been a long journey of training his faith.
这个过程是要我们在生活当中经历的神。
And this is also the experience that we have to experience to.
这个过程是要我们在生活当中认识这位神是怎样的一位神。
So that we can know how this God is.
信心的操练是逐步性的。
This training it has to be gradual.
是一步一步的去经历神。
To experience God gradually.
去认识神。
To know God.
当我们认识神越多的时候，我们的信心就越大。
When we know more about God, then our faith will be enhanced.
好多时候我们实在不明白为什么神会让我们遭遇到不如意的事情。
Very often we are puzzled by all the hardship afflictions that we had experienced.
为什么我们会有难处，会有困苦，会有苦难？为什么上帝迟迟未能成全我的祷告呢？
Why so much pain, so much suffering, and why didn't God answer my prayer?
但是我们不要难过，神要我们从我们所经历的问题当中、困难当中去认识这位神是怎样的一位神。
But don't be discouraged. God wants to use all this experience so that we can truly know who He is.
他要我们从当中操练信心的功课，从中经历神的作为。
He wants us to have this training of faith.
亚伯拉罕离开，结果离开了乌尔。
Eventually, Abraham left Ur.
这是他停留在哈兰。
But he just settled in Haran.
Haran 不是神要赐给亚伯拉罕的地方。
But Haran is not the promised land.
神赐给亚伯拉罕应许之地是迦南，不是哈兰。
The promised land is Canaan.
亚伯拉罕在哈兰走了一部分的道路。
When Abraham moved to Haran, he just partially finished his mission.
他没有完成神的旨意，神的旨意要他到迦南去。
He didn't fully complete, what God wanted him to go.
我要问在座的弟兄姐妹们。
I want to ask brothers and sisters among the audience.
神是否曾经呼召过你呢？
Did God ever call you?
那你看到某一个地方有特别的需要？
And show you, there is special need somewhere.
而你是顺服神。
And you obeyed.
但是是走一部分的道路呢？没有真正的完成神的呼召吗？
But you just stepped out a little bit, but never fully commit yourself to accomplish the mission.
或者是你现在已经把神当初的呼召都忘记了吗？
Or you just totally forgot the God's calling to you.
亚伯拉罕或许在哈兰的地方住得太舒服了。
Maybe Abraham had a very pleasant life in Haran.
他忘记了神的呼召。
He forgot God's calling.
第二次神的话又临到了亚伯拉罕。
For the second time, God's words came to Abraham.
虽然亚伯拉罕的信心不足。
Even though Abraham's faith was not complete,
可是神完全没有放弃对亚伯拉罕的呼召。
But God did not give up calling Abraham.
因为神的爱是不离不弃的。
Because God's love is everlasting.
当我们有软弱的时候，
when we are weak,
他并没有放弃我们。
He never abandoned us.
我们今天能够成为神的儿女，乃是神那不变的爱。
We could become God's children today because of His everlasting love.
是不离不弃的爱，他拣选了我们成为他的儿女。
Because of His constant everlasting love, so that we could become His children.
神要亚伯拉罕离开本地本族父家，往神所要指示的地方去。
God wanted Abraham to go from his country, his people, his father's home to the land he will show him.
神要亚伯拉罕离开那舒服的乌尔，舒服的哈兰，也就是要亚伯拉罕离开拜偶像的事情，离开罪恶，到神为他安排的迦南地区。
God wanted Abraham to leave Ur, to leave Haran, where he had a very pleasant life. God wanted Abraham to abandon all the idol worship.
在迦南那里，他可以侍奉独一的真神上帝耶和华。
In Canaan, Abraham could, will be able to worship the true only God.
迦南是亚伯拉罕和他后裔永远居住的地方。
Canaan should be where Abraham and his offsprings live forever.
迦南是神要亚伯拉罕和他的后裔敬拜真神上帝的地方。
Canaan is where Abraham and his offsprings worship the true God.
迦南是神要亚伯拉罕和他的后裔彰显神荣耀的地方。
Canaan should be where Abraham and his offsprings to manifest God's glory.
迦南地是一个灯台，照亮了全世界各地。
Canaan is a lampstand to brighten up the whole world.
同样的，我们三圣华人宣道会在 Richland 这个地方是敬拜神的地方。
In the same way, Richland here is where we worship God.
这个地方是彰显神荣耀的地方。
Is where we reflect God's glory.
这个地方是一个灯台，让我们让我们照亮邻舍的地方。
Is a lamp stand to bright up our neighborhood.
讲到这里，顺服神的话语是最重要的。
So, obeying God's words is the most important.
今天神将我们带到三镇这个地方。
Today, God lead us to Tri-Cities.
是由神托付给我们的使命。
For the sake of His mission to us.
每一个人都有神所托付给他的使命。
And this mission is for each of us.
我们不能够只满足于我们的现状。
We shouldn't be content of our current circumstance.
我们不能够只满足有一份美好的工作，高薪的工作，有房子，有汽车，有孩子等等。
We shouldn't be content of a good job, a decent salary, a nice house, car, and lovely kids, so on and so forth.
我们所要做的是寻求神的旨意，明白神在你身上的计划，一生为主而活。
What we are supposed to do is to seek God and to know surely God's plan on us.
我们不只是领受神给我们的祝福，也要使别人因你得福，因你遇见耶稣基督。
Not only we ourselves receive God's grace, but also we spread our blessings of God to others through us.
第二点，我必叫你成为大国，就是神对亚伯拉罕说的。
The second aspect, God said to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation.
神要亚伯拉罕成为大国，这是第二件事情。
This is the second aspect of this covenant.
神呼召亚伯拉罕的目的是要得着一般人。
And the purpose is to get other people.
这一般人要做神的子民。
To get a congregation, and this congregation will become God's people.
这一般人是谁呢？是以色列民族。
And this congregation is Israelites.
神拣选以色列民是从亚伯拉罕为起头。
God chose Israelites since He chose Abraham.
从今以后，神要借着亚伯拉罕和以色列民来完成神的救赎计划。
God wanted to use Abraham and Israelites to accomplish his plan of salvation.
从旧约圣经我们看到神的选民以色列人犯了祭拜偶像的罪。
And in Old Testament, we have seen Israelites committed sins of idol worship.
神的刑罚临到以色列民。
And God's punishment went to Israelites.
迟迟在旷野斗来斗去，斗了大圈，迟迟未能进入应许之地。
They hang around in the wilderness for a long time and were not able to get to the promised land.
可是他们一回到应许之地之后，他们又犯罪，又不听神借着先知的警告，结果被掳到外邦去了。
After they reached the promised land, they continued to commit sins.And eventually, they got punishment and they were captured by Gentiles.
神为什么拣选以色列民呢？就是要他们来见证神。
Why did God choose Israelites? Just because God wants to use them to testify God.
因为以色列民是神要来使用的器皿，来完成神的救赎计划。
Israelites were the vessel of God to accomplish His plan of salvation.
今天你我都是信徒，都是神的子民，是神所拣选的一群。
In the same way, each of you are chosen by God, and God wants to use us to save others.
我们跟以色列民一样。
We are like Israelites.
我们存在的目的就是要见证耶稣基督，神的旨意要借着教会在地上完成。
The purpose of our existence is to be witness of God, and God's mission should be accomplished by church.
你和我都是神所救赎的一群的神的子民。
You and me are the people whom God saved.
在世人的面前，我们必须敢于承认我们是属神的子民。
Before the world, we must dare to admit we are God's people.
让我们不要忘记耶稣基督所说的话语。
Never forget, Jesus Christ's words.
凡在人面前认我的人，只在神的使者面前也必认他；在人的面前不认我的人，只在神的使者面前也不认他。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 8 to 9, I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God.
第三个神对亚伯拉罕的应许是地上的万族都要因你得福。
The third aspect of God's covenant to Abraham is all people on earth will be blessed through Abraham.
神爱世人，神要借着以色列民将福分带给万族。神从一个人有了一个家。
God wants to
神爱世人、
okay.
神也要记住以色列民将福分带给万族。
God loved the world and God want to bring the blessings to all people on earth through Israelites.
我们看到神从一个人
God started from an individual person
就有了一个家
to a whole family,
然后从一个家发展成一个国。
From a family to a country.
从一个国有了地上的万族。
From a country to all people on earth.
从这里我们画出来啊，就是有三个圆圈。
Oh, I didn't show this here. There should be three circles.
第一个圆圈是里面的这个圆圈是人，就是亚伯拉罕。
So the first circle, there should be a person inside the first circle. It is Abraham.
第二个圆圈是一个国，就是以色列民。
And the country should be in the second circle. And actually, that represents Israelites.
最后一个圈是万族。
And the last circle. Should represent all people on earth.
所以神的计划是从一个人开始祝福，成为一个国，然后成为万族都成为神的子民。
So from here you can say God's blessing started from one circle to another and another, and eventually from a single person to all people on earth.
创世纪第二十二章第十八节是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
So Genesis chapter 22 verse 18 is God's promise to Abraham.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
注意这个经文中后裔这个字。
Please note here, offspring here.
圣经希伯来文是单数。
And it is a singular noun.
后裔指的是亚伯拉罕后裔中的一个子孙。
So here, offspring refers to the offspring of Abraham.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
And who is Jesus Christ.
保罗在加拉太书三章第十六节说，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙只做许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙只做一个人，就是基督。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
所以圣经加拉太书三章十六节解释了创世纪二十二章十八节。
So this Bible verse somehow explained the Genesis scripture.
创世纪第二十二章十八节已经应验了。
So this promise in Genesis chapter 22 verse 18 had come true.
如果我们看马太福音第一章第一节到第十六节的话，我们就知道耶稣基督的家谱。我们他的家谱最上的前面就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 to 16 recorded the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and the very beginning is Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕一直到耶稣基督的降生是一段很长的岁月。
It had been a long time since Abraham to the birth of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的降生成为神的救赎计划，除了神之外没有人能够成就这个计划。
So the birth of Jesus Christ was the center of the plan of salvation of God. Without God, this is impossible.
从亚伯拉罕世上，我们看到我们所相信的这位神是信实的神，是全能的神，是永存的神，是爱你爱我的神。
From Abraham's calling, we can easily tell our God is faithful, almighty,
everlasting.
Oh, everlasting.
And love you and me.
I can repeat the whole thing. So easily we can tell God is, sorry, I forget again.
帮我下翻译得很好。今天他正在，神正在寻找你，无论你的情况怎么样。
Today he's seeking you, no matter what, how circumstance it is.
他爱你。
And he loves you.
你是在绝望当中吗
？Are you desperate？
在你的痛苦，你在痛苦当中吗
？Are you in pain？
在挣扎吗？
Are you struggling?
主耶稣基督已经为你和为我的缘故付上舍命的代价在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ had paid his life as the ransom.
他为的是要来救赎你跟我。
For the sake of saving you and me.
在基督里面，因他受的刑罚，我们的平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们的医治。
In Christ, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
神给亚伯拉罕的应许是以恩典为基础的。
And this covenant to Abraham is based on God's grace.
因为世界的人都犯了罪。
We all sinned.
人要为我们的人要为他们的罪负责任。
And we are all sinners, and we should be responsible to our sins and transgressions.
但是神的恩典给人有得救的机会。
And because of God's grace, we have the opportunities to be saved.
人只要相信神，就必得救。
As long as you believe in God, you will be saved.
整本圣经是因信以因信称义为原则。
So the principle of the whole Bible is righteousness through faith.
亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
正如亚伯拉罕信，他就算为他的义。所以你们要知道，那因以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 6 to 7. So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业了。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
今天你我都可以成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，只要我们相信耶稣基督。
Today, you and me can become offsprings of Abraham as long as you believe in Jesus Christ.
我们成为一个重生得救的人。
And then we become, we will be saved and reborn.
亚伯拉罕的信心是有行动的。
And Abraham added his faith, added his deeds to his faith.
他的行动是他离开本地本族父家就得到了神以为他预备的福气。
He left from his people, his country, and accepted the blessing prepared by God.
这个福气如今也借着耶稣基督的救赎恩典临到我们。
Now this blessing came to each of us through Jesus Christ.
今天你愿意不愿意像亚伯拉罕一样以行动来领受神的救赎恩典呢？
Today, are you willing to receive this blessing through Jesus Christ?
你愿意成为神的子民吗？
Are you willing to become God's people?
有一位从小就瞎眼的圣经作者曾经有这样说过，就是等一下我们要唱的这一首的有福的绝句。
A blind hymn writer wrote this hymn, Blessed Assurance.
这段经文啊，这首诗歌这样说：有福的确据，耶稣属我，我今得先赏天堂荣耀，为神父神后裔已得救赎，从圣灵得生，饱学习尽，完全顺服，快乐无比，天堂的荣耀现在我心里，天使带信息由天降来，传报主怜悯，诉说主爱。请我们起立，我们一起来唱。
Let's all rise to sing this hymn.